This is One More Round with Chad Hasty, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Now, here's Chad.
And welcome to One More Round. I'm Chad Hasty. Earlier today on the show, we talked about a story that appeared in the AJ over the weekend about downtown revitalization. You know, this big idea that we have to have a vibrant downtown area. There are some who want to spend public tax money on downtown redevelopment. I am not one of those people. In fact, I don't believe you have to have a strong, vibrant downtown in order for the city to be okay. We have Texas Tech University. We have a great medical district. And by the way, the city of Lubbock is growing to the south, southwest, west, and northwest. It's not growing into downtown Lubbock. What we're trying to do is try to change the way people are living in Lubbock, Texas. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think it's going to work. But let's go ahead and go along with this article that's been put out there by the Avalanche Journal. City leaders, along with Delbert McDougall, the master developer for downtown Lubbock, they have an idea of putting a monorail that would connect downtown Lubbock to Texas Tech University. Now, the reason they're doing this is because they've seen what's happened in Morgantown, West Virginia, where the city of Morgantown put in a monorail that connected downtown Morgantown to the three different campuses of West Virginia. Okay, great. I guess it's working for them, but they also have 16,000 people a day who ride the monorail to West Virginia University. Do you really believe that we're going to see anything near that in Lubbock? I don't think so. And I don't think it's a good idea that we're going to be going through downtown redevelopment and thinking it's a good idea to put 4,000 to 6,000 Texas Tech students in downtown Lubbock. Why? Because you're going to put 6,000 college students down there, the rest of Lubbock won't go. You see, at a certain point, people want to be away from college students. And I'm thinking when you have 6,000 college students in one area in downtown Lubbock is fairly small, you're going to have 6,000 students down there. The people in southwest Lubbock and west Lubbock, central Lubbock, northwest Lubbock, they're not going to want to be around there. Listen, I don't want to go to the Depot District when Tech is in session. Why? Because it's a headache. It's a pain. I'll go there maybe early in the evening, but I don't want to be down there late. Why? Because it's a pain being around all the college students. College students want to get away from all other college students once they reach a certain age, which is around 21, 22 years old, maybe a little bit before then. They don't want to hang around college kids all the time. Putting 6,000 college students downtown will not help downtown redevelopment. All that'll happen is you'll have some fast food restaurants open up, and those will cater to the college students over at Texas Tech. And if that's really what we believe is downtown redevelopment, I want no part of it, and neither should anybody else. Speaking of the monorail and downtown redevelopment, can you imagine how horrible that's going to be? I mean, just think about it. Think about this. You're going to have the people of the arts, right? You're going to have a big art community in downtown Lubbock. You have the Performing Arts Center that is going to be in downtown Lubbock. You're going to connect that crowd. You're going to mingle that crowd in with drunk college students riding the monorail back and forth between downtown and Texas Tech University. Oh boy, yeah, I think that's going to work out just fine. I'm Chad Hasty. Remember to tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. And this has been One More Round.